Hello, everybody, and here we are. A beautiful day in San Rafael, California, for the first home game in the PacWest opener here at the Conlon Center on the campus of Dominican University of California. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn, and Paul Gunnis-Bendetti here with you, the Penguins, hosting Notre Dame de Namur. The Argonauts coming into the icebox here at the Conlon Center. Penguins come in at 5-2 overall. 1-0 in the PacWest Conference under fourth season head coach Tim Lacoste. The Argonauts for Notre Dame come in 3-4, 1-0 in the PacWest under head coach Sheila Adams. Brandon, this is a hot Penguins team.
This team has looked good so far in the season, and they're looking good here on paper and in warm-up so far. They have that swagger, that confidence that we didn't see in last year's team, just really jacking it up this year, and they're shooting above 40% from the three-point line, which is a surplus on the side of the Penguins.
You're right. I interviewed Sandra Ikior, the star player for the Penguins, before the season started, and I said, you guys lost Carly Hoboke, the three-point specialist. How are you guys rebounding from that? And she said, don't worry. We have shooters on this team. Some of them freshmen, and we're definitely seeing that here in the Conlon Center. And how about their PacWest opener on the road at Holy Names on Thursday? 80-40, the final score in that one.
Yeah, such a dominant performance. Well, defensively as well, they've only limited them to half of the amount of offensive points that they've scored, so they can do it on both ends, defense and offense.
And they are really getting it done on both ends, as you mentioned, Brandon. There are five freshmen on this roster, and making an impact early. Julia Razo, one of them, has a double-double early in her career. Following in the footsteps of Sandra Ikiora, Sandy said, you know, we're getting the tournament this year. We're going to get a ring. And as Stuart Horn mentioned before the broadcast, there are some coaches out there that think the Penguins are going to run away with it.
Yeah, most definitely. And that game you mentioned against Holy Names, Sandra Ikiora grabbed her seventh consecutive double-double. Natalie Diaz had 19 points. Julia Razo, with 20 points on her end as well.
And right now we're going to, no, we're not. We were going to bring in Stuart Horn, but instead, Stuart will be back with you for the opening of this game, back in a minute and a half, right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. All right, everybody, welcome back. The PacWest opener for the Penguin women here at the Conlon Center, and we're all excited. I know somebody who's very excited, and that is Stuart Horn.
I cannot wait. Man, have we been waiting for this. Yeah. I was just thinking about one thing, though, Forrest. And Nuts and I were talking about this earlier. If the season ended right now, the Penguins would be tied for first place. They'd go straight to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're tied for their third right now. But they are 1-0.
Well, that's what
conference.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're listed third, but they're tied for the top.
And I tell you who else believes that they're going to the playoffs even right now is this Penguin women's team.
Yeah, this is the confidence. Yeah.
The confidence that they walk around on the court with right now is insurmountable.
Well, and what a great thing that, at least since you guys have been around, we've never had this kind of confidence out of any of the teams. And it reminds me of all the way back when the Penguin women won it all in 2003. We were at Cal State East Bay that night in the championships, and we played against Menlo College. And the women won, and the same night, if you can imagine this, and I don't think it had ever happened in school history. It certainly hasn't happened since. Both the men and the women were the champions of the league in the same year. I mean, that's title town. In the famous words of the great John Baker, that's title town, baby. I don't know how the men are going to do this year, although they're not looking too bad. It's very early in the conference. And, of course, you always have the X factor in Booker T. Harris. But right now, under Coach Lacoste, the women have swagger in a huge way, and it's really kind of fun to see.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting to see them finally here at the Conlon Center. We finally get to witness it firsthand.
Yeah, and we've got Ikiora out there. And she is healthy, and man, is that an important piece of the puzzle. Good old Sandra Ikiora. Well, here we go, everybody. Tonight is opening night for the women at home. The home opener. Well, you don't get to say that too many times each year, but this is it, and our arch rivals, the Argonauts out of Notre Dame de Namur from Belmont, California, out there by Stanford, kind of north of Stanford. It's a northeast a little, couple of miles. Got a really nice campus and a really nice gym. We're ready for the national anthem. For everybody at home, please rise. Yeah, home opener right here at the Conlon Center. Penguins and Argonauts, both teams 1-0 in conference. Penguins are 5-2 overall for us. 3-4 are the Notre Dames. For the Argonauts under Sheila Adams, 1-0 in conference, and Notre Dame sending out Jerusha Payne, the 6-foot junior. She's out of Portland, Oregon. And Forrest, you remember Payne from last year.
I'm sure we all do.
Yeah, she's a tough player. Probably the one we're going to be talking about a lot tonight, if not all of the time. Although Lindsay Bates. Bates, the 5'2 junior out of Lahaina, Hawaii. She is very crafty down low. Elia Monroe, a 5'10 senior out of Stockton. Aubrey Mendonca, a 5'5 senior out of Red Bluff, went to College of the Redwoods. And rounding things out for Notre Dame, Marissa Caballero, a 5'6 senior out of Grandview, Washington. For the good old DUs, under Coach Lacoste in his fourth season, assisted by Fanique Allen, also a four-year Penguin. The Penguins, 5-2 overall, 1-0 in PacWest Conference play. At guard, Alana Scott starts tonight, the 5'9 junior out of Rockland. Went to Whitney High School. Why is that significant? Because my middle name is Whitney, as you know. Vanessa Cruz also out at the point.
I don't think Nuts knew that.
The 5'5 junior out of Hercules, he does now. And he's never going to forget it. Angelica Collins, a 5'5 junior Hollister, California native. Collins had one of those years last year. Every once in a while, a player will break through and all of a sudden become a bona fide starter in every sense of the word. And that was Collins last year, playing through injury. And man, was she great. Speaking of great, one of the greatest DUs in history, Sandra Ikiora, the 5'11 senior out of Valencia. Ikiora feared all around the league, and with good reason. Natalie Diaz, a 5'11 junior out of SoCal. Here we go. In the middle for the Penguins is Ikiora. She's up against Payne, the 6-footer. 5'11 against 6, but Payne looks a lot taller. We'll see, though. Ikiora's got an incredible vertical move. Here's the tip, and we're underway, everybody. The home opener at DU right here on Penguin Radio. Penguins have the ball, attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center, and a soft turnaround jumper out of Natalie Diaz gets things started from very close range, and the Penguins, 12 seconds in, lead it 2-0. Both teams 1-1 in conference. Oh, and there's a big steal out of Alana Scott. Rips it out of the fingertips of Mendonca, and the Penguins have the ball. Here's a three ball, top of the key by Scott. Oh, she knocks it down! Brandon, 5-0. Big three ball out of Diaz, top of the key. 5-0. Soft turnaround jumper from the top of key out on the left side by Jerusha Payne is deep, and the Penguins with the rebound. So far, opening minutes, everybody. It's all DU. Ikiora down low, wisely throws it out. Collins left wing. Three ball in the corner! Holy cow! 8-0! Holy mackerel! The Penguins so far haven't missed a shot. El Perfecto in the first minute and a half. Are you kidding? Two trays and a turnaround softy. Here's Payne down low, heaving up a Hail Mary, nothing. Very short, barely got rim. Penguins with the rebound, bringing it up right side. Diaz, the Penguins on very quick attack. She goes down low at the baseline, backs out, gives it to Ikiora, who then throws it away. The first muff of any sort tonight by the DU is intended for Alana Scott on the end line. Brandon Cadiz My trusty sidekick with 8:27 to go. The Penguins look pretty sharp.
Yeah, the inside presence of Ikey Urrendiaz really going inside is opening up those three-point shots, and they've capitalized on the open shots.
You're absolutely right. There, so far, nothing silly. Side of the backboard by Mendonca, but the Penguins can't get the rebound. Payne straight away, long deuce, no rebound. Sandy. The Penguins are going to bring it up slowly. Cruz, left side, into the corner. Down low now, heavy traffic. Ikiora, lots of window, up and no. Gets her own rebound after the tip. Puts it back, finger roll, Ikiora. The first 2 points of Ikiora's final collegiate season at home come at 7:45 in the first quarter. 10-0 Penguins, jump ball. And it's going to be the DUs.
And I just love the hustle there by Angelica Collins, getting that rebound in and giving it to Ikiura. And they're diving for that ball, giving it on the dual possession to the Penguins.
Sandy missed the first one, but it was tipped back to her somehow, and she was able to just soft it in there. She stayed totally focused. Tons of traffic. Now Sandy again, turnaround jumper. She's fouled on the way up by Aaliyah Monroe. Monroe's a 5'10 senior out of Stockton. Monroe, of course, looked at the referee, as all players do, totally confused by that call. All players do that. Whenever there's a foul called, then the first one from Sandy on the line is perfect. But I don't think I've ever seen, no, that's not true. It has happened. At about less than 1% of the time, though, does a player acknowledge their own foul. Sandy misses the second one, but the putback by Diaz is good for a pair, 13-0. So Diaz in perfect position to box out, gets the offensive rebound. 7.5 to go, everybody. And the Notre Dames have not scored yet. Penguins a lucky 13 in the first period. Penguins on D, and the Notre Dames cannot penetrate. Ikior is in perfect position in the restricted area, hauls it in. No shot, it was just an errant pass. And now driving to the baseline is Cruz. And she steps out of bounds.
The Argonauts lucky that that one went out of bounds as Cruz was driving baseline and Helica Collins was left wide open on the left side, and that's something they've done so far this entire game. I don't know why you'd leave a three-point shooter like Collins open in that deep corner.
7:09 to go. I think I would agree with that completely. You know, Collins is one of those players that I don't think the people around the league yet have even caught on after her brilliant season last year. She got hurt late in the season, but when she was on the court, it was spectacular. Three ball by Maranel Alcantara, the veteran. And those are the first points for the Argo women tonight. 13-3, 6:41, down low, left wing is Sandy. She heaves up a Hail Mary nothing. I think she got a little anxious there. It happens even to the greats. 6.5 to go, everybody. Penguins couldn't get the rebound. Payne down low. Payne's got Ikiora plastered to her. All she can do is hand it off to McKnight. Janice McKnight is a 5'10 junior out of Las Vegas. Now to Payne. It's one-on-one. Payne slapping at it was Ikiora, but no whistle. And Payne scores the deuce. Penguins by 8, 13-5, coming up on 6 minutes in the first quarter. Penguin Radio, opening night basketball for the women at home. It's great. Oh, and a perfect give and go from Cruz down low to Ikiora on the baseline. And you give Sandy something from 4 feet and forget about it. 15-5. It was a perfect feed to Ikiora and just converted an easy deuce. Driving in, left side. Mendonca off the, that's twice off the side of the backboard for Mendonca tonight. Brennan.
Yeah, really using that backboard to try to get it over the taller defender in Sandra Ikiora. You don't want to get blocked by Ikiora.
No, no one would. No one would like that. You know, Sandy's one of those super nice young women, but you put her on a basketball court and she's an assassin. You don't want to play against Ikiora. She's too tough. Nobody wants to play against her. The first one is missed by Mendonca. And the second one is perfect. And it's a perfect combination in IQR. Super nice off the court. Absolutely ruthless. Incredible player on the court. Cruz, left wing, three ball. Oh, missed it a little right. Penguins can't get the rebound. Penguins backing up on D. Caballero brings it up. Three ball, right wing by Alcantara. She made the last one. She doesn't make this one. Payne, top of the key. So far, the Penguins have forced the issue to the extent that after Diaz steals one, as everybody's on the floor, long pass to the other end of the court, thrown up by Cruz, no. The putback again by Alana Scott. She missed it twice from close range. It wasn't Cruz. 15-6. I was right in the middle of a thought when the ball was stolen, and now I've completely lost where I was in my incredibly captivating story. Penguins by 9, 15-6. Should it come back to me, I'll revisit it. Oh, Sandy sticks a foot out on the low bounce pass by Payne. Instinctively just kicked at it. 4:49 to go, an immediate timeout. And with the information on today's game, here is Forrest Hunt.
Well, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the home opener here at the Conlin Center. And we're all so excited. And I think it's safe to say this one started off the way that we hoped and thought that it would.
Well, it's certainly the way that we had hoped. I don't know that it was the way that any of us thought it would. I mean, it was, what was it? It was 13-zip there for a minute. And then a couple of long threes, and the Penguins slowed down. And now it's 15-6. But you're absolutely right. Brandon, pretty good start for the women.
Yeah, definitely pretty good start. Ikeora leads the Penguins with 5 points, Diaz with four, and Angelica Collins and Elena Scott with 3 points of their own on the three ball.
You know, when you look at early stats like that, the first thing that stands out, of course, are the number of points that have been scored. But think about the passing. How did all of those plays unfold? It's because the Penguins are doing something that certainly since you guys have been around that we have not seen, and that is distribute the ball selflessly, looking for other players, not rushing the clock. So far, right? We're 5 minutes in, everybody, and I'm already completely impressed. But the Penguins' patience so far has been fantastic. 4:49 to go. Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, and Paul Gunnis alongside. He'll be here in the second period. All right, everybody, we're back underway. The Penguins on D, under the bucket, a perfect spin move by Janice McKnight, the 5'10 junior. She's a transfer from Peninsula College, and the Penguins answer very quickly. By the time I even got to say McKnight's alma mater, her junior college alma mater, that is. Angelica Collins pours one in on the other end on the quick, fast break. It was quick and it was fast. And the Penguins scored two, courtesy of Collins. 17-10. The Penguins cough up another one, but now the D is at the other end. All alone, Sandy! And there's another deuce. I don't know if they come any easier, but Forrest, you and I have talked about this plenty of times along the way, that sometimes you are under the bucket and you're all alone and you find yourself with the easiest shot of your collegiate career, and it's hard as can be to make.
We see it all the time, but once IQR gets in that restricted area, she's almost automatic. Almost. She
almost.
Is human.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to imagine. Not today, though. She's Wonder Woman so far. Penguins first unforced error. Well, it really wasn't the first. It's maybe only the second, though, as Diaz walks with it. It's 19-10, everybody, here in the first period. Scott, 1-for-2 from the floor, but 1-for-1 downtown. Coming up on 3.5 in the first quarter of play, 19-10. The DUs are looking good. And just as I say that, Caballero from the top left wing at about 21 feet. That was a nearly NBA length three ball. Penguins answer, left corner from Julia Razzo, a 6-foot freshman out of Woodland, up by Sacramento. She misses, and the Notre Dame's working to the other end. Alcantara, right side on the baseline, converts the deuce. Alcantara has been assigned to cover Julia Razzo, and there's a big difference between the size of those ladies. And now the Penguins throw it out again. Well, the last couple of minutes, Brandon, the Penguins have looked a little shabby by comparison to the first six.
Yeah, momentum shift after two back-to-back three-pointers on the side of the Argonauts. It seems like the Argonauts have stepped up defensively, really pressuring in and closing down on the perimeter for the Penguins ever since that timeout.
Penguins on defense now. Payne's got it. She kicks it out to the right wing. Long three ball by Bates. Penguins with a rebound. on Helica Collins, brings it across the timeline, right side, stutter step, kick out. Razzo drives in, scores the bucket, and it's a charge on Julia Razzo. So when I heard the whistle, I thought Julia was going to get to go to the line and keep the bucket, but none of those things are true. Razzo just pounded in. First she thought about a long deuce from the left elbow, but then she stepped in, and Coach Lacoste doesn't like the call. He usually doesn't bark too much, but when he does, it matters, and he's really letting the referee have it right now. And the Penguins get the ball back as Angelica Collins applies a little too much pressure against Caballero, and she walks with it. It's 19-15, everybody. The DUs, remember, were up by 13 in the first 5 minutes, and now it's only four. So the Argonauts have all of a sudden really gotten their act together. 2 minutes in the first quarter. Penguins with the ball. Cruz drives in, right side, window, good. Man, that's exactly what the Penguins needed, a little something. Penguins by six now, 21-15. Just flailing it up from 14 feet was Mendonca. Penguins with an easy rebound. Alexis Price brings it up, goes to Collins down low. Razzo, three ball! Razzo knocks down the tray! 24-15. Ooh, okay. So this is the first we've had a chance to see Razzo. Her first bucket went down, but she charged on the play. Now she hammers a long three from the left wing, and it was smooth.
Yeah, she's shooting 48% from beyond the arc this year.
How about that? Razzo Bates with a short attempt from the left wing. No. 24-15. Sandy down low. Heavy traffic. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. And a whistle. And Sandra will go to the line. She's at 50% tonight. And it's on McKnight. 24-15. We're inside of 1 minute in the first quarter, everybody, on Penguin Radio. 17 years on the air. Opening night of women's basketball. Sandy, perfect. Kind of a line drive, Brandon. You know, sometimes Ikeora can throw it up there, a big, beautiful rainbow. But that was like a line drive and hit the back rim and just glanced in.
Yeah, I guess she's still experimenting with what type of arc to put on her free throw. She's only shooting 46% on the year, and she's had trouble throughout her entire career at the free throw line.
Well, both of them went here, and Ikeora is just one of those players. If the game's on the line, I can't think of anybody in the last 17 years I've been watching the team that I would rather have on the line. Although there's been a couple of greats along the way. Ikeora is right up there, 26-15. It's a pleasure to watch the Penguins tonight, that's for sure. 40 seconds to go, Penguins by 11. Down low, Aaliyah Monroe gets wrapped up and a jump ball. Notre Dame gets it. Notre Dame, Dana Moore. At the Conlin Center. Inbounds to Payne. Payne against Cruz. Payne against Diaz. And Diaz tips it out of bounds. Payne just trying to unload it like a hot potato. Goes out of bounds. Good D by D. As. They get it inbounds. We're at 30 seconds. Payne down low, looks right, turns left. Oh, and she stuffed to death by Diaz, and the rejection ends up in the Penguin bench.
You gotta love that, not jumping to her feet, sticking her ground, and just harassing her offensive player right in front of her face.
That's a good call. She did just harass that ball right out of bounds. Penguins on D still, and they bring it in, and too much time. Another rejection, but Scott has been good too. Man, the Penguins' defense is unbelievable. So here's, as there's a quick timeout, the Penguins are going to get the ball back. But here's my wrap on the thing so far. The Penguins' patience has been amazing, but even more so, their defense has been there. They're boxing out and getting tons of rebounds.
And you know what they say, defense wins championships.
That's what I've heard. Razzo's got it, right side. She was thinking three. But instead, now it's stolen out off of a poor pass by Alana Scott. Somehow, Price is able to stay in there, but she fouled Alcantara on the way up. And it looks like Cruz is going to come back in, and I think Price may get yanked after that. That's what happens for us. You throw your hands up and get a whistle, and oftentimes the coach will yank you immediately. Oh, no, she left Price in, and she actually brought out Scott. So he's going the small, quick squad for the final 3 seconds of the first quarter. On the line is Marinel Alcantara, 5'3", senior. He's got a wide-open stance. Toes the line, missed it, deep. Penguins with the rebound. Diaz heaves up a half-court shot. Had the line, but didn't have the distance. And at the end of one period, 26-17, you guys. So far, Penguin defense, I give it an A+. Penguins patience, A+. Can't beat that.
I think everything's been up there close to an A+, Stu. The only thing is turnovers. A couple empty possessions there and letting the Argonauts come back to floor and hit consecutive three-pointers. I think that's what really sparked it and really got rid of the Penguin momentum. But ever since then, just those couple of minutes, other than that, the first quarter has been pretty good.
I would agree. I think you're absolutely right. Maybe I don't even want to go down to an A- on it, but a couple of unforced errors. One travel, two thrown out of bounds off of the end line. Brandon, where are you at with this? Because this is as good a start as I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the defense. We knew that this team last year could score, but not to this standard. But it's been unbelievable, the comparison in defense, the intensity that they've brought up. And credit to the freshman stepping up, Julia Razzo. It's the first time we've seen her this year still, and she has a great shot.
You know, she's taken two shots so far. One was a runner down low that she fouled on the play. But she kind of up and undered with the ladle move. But then when she backed up and from 21 and a half buries the three, that was I'm trying to compare as smooth a stroke as she has to any Penguins. I go back to Pat Fahey and the great Jonathan Weber, good old number 13. Weber, who graduated in 2002, never had a championship, but had as smooth a stroke. And you can talk to guys around the NAIA who remember Weber's stroke. Some players are as smooth as glass when they release the ball. And in two shots from Razzo, I'm already so thoroughly impressed by how smooth her leave is. I just can't wait to watch her do some more. Now with the play-by-play, here's Brandon Cadiz.
Cruz right side working against Mendonca. And we're going to get a shot. We're going to get a shot clock. And they were inbound it underneath to Ikiora. And Ikiora puts it up inside the paint off the feed from Vanessa Cruz. Mendonca bringing it up now, signaling horns action. Working the left side, Natalie Diaz guarded on Monroe. The screen set by Payne, working right side. Price, an up and under over move, a heave up by Caballero off glass is no good. Penguins are rushing now. Razzo right side, jumper from 15 off back iron, rounded around. Ikiora had it but loses it on the ground. It's going to be a dual possession jump ball. It'll go and stay with the Argonauts. 28-17 here in the second quarter. Penguins lead by 11. They had that 13-point lead in the first quarter, 13-0, actually, as the Penguins will implement a full-court press. Razzo, Price, Cruz, Ikiora, and Natalie Diaz on the floor for your Penguins. Payne from the free throw line hands it off from up top, and the three-pointer on the way is missed by Mendonca. Vanessa Cruz dribbling it up right side, pounds it to her right, takes a couple dribbles, looks up, feeds it inside to Ikiora. The spin move to her right, no. Instead goes left off iron, and it'll go out of bounds as she tries to corral it.
Ikiora fighting through that contact. Paul, Gunnis Vendetti, what do you like to see so far? What have you liked from Sandra Ikiora and her aggressiveness?
I thought she struggled a little bit at the early game. Seemed like she was trying to get in the flow. But now as the game's gone on, she looks like she's starting to take over, as we've seen her do her whole time here at Dominican. So it'll be interesting to see when she goes into full beast mode and takes over this game.
Yeah, we definitely haven't seen that.
Cruz now inside. Ikiora, The spin move by McKnight is denied. Staying her feet and inside is Natalie Diaz. Great defense by the Penguins. Vanessa Cruz up top right side on Alcantara. Alcantara will go to her left and shoot up the three-pointer off glass. Rolls around and finally rebounded by Vanessa Cruz. Left side, Natalie Diaz goes in and she's fouled on the bump. Puts it up. She'll have two free throws at the line.
It's great pressure we're seeing here from the Penguins. Every time they get the ball, they seem to be pushing it inside, and it seems like Notre Dame is afraid of the three ball, and they're really taking advantage of it.
Especially after the game started, that Argonaut defense has really sucked into the paint, and I think that'll open up the three-point shot for the Penguins a little bit later, maybe in the second quarter.
Rhodesia checking in for the Argonauts as Payne will also check back in. Natalie Diaz makes the first free throw and her second one is on the way and it is perfect as well. 30-17 here. Penguins with the 13-point lead. Mendonca bringing it up top. She's gonna get an action swing to her right side. That's Rhodesia. Up top is Payne. The handoff dribbling to her right was Caballero and is poked and stolen away. Cruz has Ikiora deep inside. She'll go with a floater off glass, off front iron, and it'll be rebounded by Janice McKnight for the Argonauts. Vanessa Cruz on Mendonca. Right side heavy action here for the Argonauts. Payne is stacked as McKnight has the ball. Hands it to her left side, Razo. Rhodesia tries to go on in, and she does. She tries to swing it out to Mendonca. Now to the inside, and up and over move by Janice McKnight is in. As it will be heaved on inside Ikiora, she's guarded by Payne. Vanessa Cruz got it to her. Now Ikiora gets it to Razo. Didn't want to take the first move. She spins, and now she elects to go back outside. Ikiora with the screen to Cruz, the handoff to Razo. Diaz has an open price, right side, the three-pointer, short, rebounded by Ikiora. Ikiora works her way in between two defenders and splits it, puts it up off glass. 32-19, 6:50 here left in the second quarter. Beautiful pass on the bounce by Mendonca inside to Payne, and she tries a spin move, but she missed it and airballed. Cruz heaves it in to Ikiora, and she will be fouled on the entry pass. That'll be on number 10, Janice McKnight.
Seems like the Penguins are utilizing the cross-court pass here, but guys. Heaving it down court and finding Ikiora on the low post multiple times so far in this game.
Penguins will have another opportunity to work something here from behind the basket. Into Natalie Diaz, puts it up from inside the paint, misses the first one, rebounded, and she's able to put it back up. That's been working for the Penguins today, the second chance opportunities off the rebound. Mendonca on Cruz, the handoff dribbling left side, up top, beautiful cut inside by Caballero, who puts it up off glass and sticks it in off Angelica Collins. Cruz trotting up court, action by Razo to the right, so does Collins. Cross-court pass, Collins has it now from the right corner. Inside to Natalie Diaz, it is poked away by McKnight. Penguins able to recover, and Helica Collins, right wing, off front iron and rebounded by Caballero. Caballero working to her left, drifting to her right. Cross-court pass, Mendonca took the pump fake, able to get on in, past Cruz who jumped and sticks it off glass. 23-34, Penguins lead. Cruz drifting to her right. She wants that ISO on the right side, clearing it. Elects to give it to Diaz, left side corner. That's Collins working the baseline, trapped by two defenders. Hands it off to Ikiora, and she's able to go off rim in and out though, but rebounded by Cruz. Collins works baseline, hands it off. A little shovel pass to Diaz. Up top, Razo, the three-pointer, and that's good. Julia Razo with another three-pointer, her second on the night. She has 6 points.
Razo's three. How smooth is that stroke?
Absolutely.
Mendonca up top. A little crossover move goes nowhere. The handoff to Rhodesia. Caballero on Collins. Collins sticking her ground off glass. And that'll be a charge, though, as Angelica Collins was able to set her feet on the bump.
Seems like the only way Notre Dame anymore can get any buckets is on miracle shots so far, guys. They've been heaving up some miracles that have been dropping in.
Yeah, that last layup that they made hit the top of the glass. I mean, it almost looked like it hit the shot clock. We're talking about how high that one was off the glass.
It seems like the Penguins have a very good time of possession here early in the game as well. Looks like they're utilizing time of possession and controlling this basketball game in the early going.
Well, and they're shooting almost 50% from the floor, 48.3%. I mean, from the free throw line, 83%. I mean, when you're almost shooting 50-50 from the floor and over 80% from the line for the whole game, if you can maintain that throughout four quarters, you're not going to lose many games.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know what's crazy? It's that 44% from beyond the arc. So many shooters this year on this team. We knew Elena Scott had that shot last year, but Angelica Collins, Julia Razo, her 2 3-pointers leads the Penguins as they have this 14-point lead here early, well, halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah, we know Vanessa Cruz, she's 0-for-1 from downtown tonight, but we know that she can shoot the three along with Alexis Price. There's not many ladies on this Penguin team that can't shoot a three. We won't see Ikeora shoot it very often. She might take a couple this year, but she's not one of the ones that we talked about from downtown. But Natalie Diaz, another one. She can shoot from beyond the arc as well.
On the floor for the Argonauts, Payne, Monroe, Mendonca, Rhodesia, and McKnight. Working inside is Diaz. Off glass sticks it in yet again. Natalie Diaz extending the Penguins' lead. Caballero trots up and brings it up for the Argonauts. Drifting to her left, the V cut by Caballero on the inside. Up top, the handoff to Mendonca. Mendonca stepping back. She wants to look for that three-pointer, but guarded heavily on by Cruz. Razo and on the push, there's going to be a foul. That'll be on Julia Razo. Push down was Mendonca. As Notre Dame will inbound it. Almost behind their basket on the right side. As checking back in is Alcantara in replacement of Rhodesia. So Alcantara will inbound it inside, gets it in, and tries to stick it off glass was Mendonca. Penguins will inbound it the length of the court here. Cruz, 4 minutes left in the second quarter. The bounce pass inside to Nally Diaz, working to his right. Oh, but she took a little hop there as a travel will be called. Possession will go to the Argonauts. Angelica Collins, Julia Razo guarding the perimeter. Inside is Ikeora Diaz and Cruz. Caballero, left side dribbling. Ikeora there to stop her. So is Collins. She has nowhere to go, and she has to turn around and stick it off glass. Ikeora rounds and immediately snatches it. She's dribbling up court and leading the break, and she's going to go the length of the court, and there's going to be a charge. Setting her feet was Aubrey Mendonca, and she's slow to get on up, but she will get up. That is Ikeora's second personal foul, and that's key here for us. We saw her foul it a couple times last year in some crucial games.
Yeah, and I think if she gets one more, well, there she is right now. She's getting yanked by Coach Lacoste. I wouldn't be surprised with this 16-point lead if she takes a rest for the last 3.5 minutes, and then we see her with three fouls left in half number two.
So Alexis Price comes on in for Sandra Ikeora. Price and Cruz guarding the perimeter, the screen by Payne, and a foul, a push off the back. That'll be charged as soon as we get it. That'll be on Alexis Price. That's her second personal foul as well, the third team foul overall. Caballero looking for someone. She gets it in to Alcantara. Alcantara, the spin move. Price setting her feet, not letting her get through. Right side, the jumper. Off back iron, rebounded by Payne, shot is missed, rebounded by McKnight, and she'll able to get it on. In, excuse me, that is Aaliyah Monroe, 25-39, Argonauts trail by 14. Cruz to her right, on to Razo, left corner, and Helica Collins dumps it in inside. Natalie Diaz guarded by two defenders in the paint and rebounded by Payne. Caballero, crossover move, nifty, and it'll be fouled on Angelica Collins as she goes up for the layup. That'll send her to the line for two free throws.
The other bummer about seeing Sandy come out is the defensive presence that she has in the paint. Also, she needed one more board to come away with a double-double in the first half.
With Aikiura on the bench, I think Razo needs to step up here. Being a freshman, I know it might be tough, but she's the other girl that looks like she can be dynamic on the inside.
Yeah, we also know that Natalie Diaz can take that place as well. She's a double-double machine so far in the season as well. I think she's had two on the season. And the second free throw on the way by Caballero, and that one is good as well. 27-39, 2:30 left here in the first half. Cruz, right side, dumps it in to Diaz. Diaz, a spin move, swings it. Razo thought about the three-pointer. She'll get it back in the paint to Diaz. Diaz goes right side off glass and trickles in off front iron.
That's one you were talking about there, Brennan. Natalie Diaz seems like she's making her presence known here.
Now Mendonca, right side, Caballero tries to go inside immediately. Natalie Diaz steps up to double-team her, forces Payne to go out, but she'll go back in on the entry pass. And that'll be a foul on Natalie Diaz. It'll be a shot attempt as Payne, Jerusha Payne, will take two free throws at the line. It's going to be her first free throws of the night. Payne's first free throw is on the way and off back iron and out.
Payne, a leader for this Notre Dame offense. So let's see if she can get some points up here.
Payne at the free throw line on the year, 81%, as she's able to rebound and get the second free throw on in. Cruz looking up, trying to find someone to get it to. Pressure, ooh, nice shovel pass to the inside to Razo. Razo dumps it into Diaz, who loses it and poked away. Able to rebound it and take it away is Alcantara. Alcantara, nice handles as she gets it up top to... Inside now is stolen away by Natalie Diaz. Diaz has numbers. She's going to slow it down and gives it on to Price. Back to Natalie Diaz. That short corner, the jump shot is in. 43-28. Caballero, nice behind the back move. Crossover, works baseline, swings it cross court. Up top, the three-pointer is on and in. That's Janice McKnight. Cruz, Razo in the backcourt for the Penguins working up top. And Helica Collins deep in her left corner. And Collins will get it. Guarded heavily by two Argonaut defenders. Right side, Razo. She wants action going. Cross-court, skip pass. Entry inside, Diaz. Back end. She has to get rid of it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Razo, three-pointer right corner. And she sinks it. Julia Razo with her third three-pointer on the night. She has 9 points. Up top now, Mendonca tries to get it to Caballero, and she does on the shovel pass. Caballero working inside. Left short corner is Payne. The jumper is in and out. And it'll be a foul on number 10, Janice McKnight, off the push. Penguins will have it for the last 17 seconds, and checking back in for the Argonauts will be Aaliyah Monroe in replacement of Jerusha Payne. 15 seconds left in the first half. Penguins have a chance to extend their lead even more. Razo on the screen, Cruz looking for someone as she stops and picks up her dribble. Collins, 2 seconds, she has to put it on up and off glass and no good. And that is the first half, 46-30, Penguins with a 16-point lead.
Looked like Collins had an open shot there from the left side. She time running down, but she felt the pressure and I think dealt with it nicely. Knowing how she had about 2 seconds to go from the top of the key, she knew she'd get to the bucket in that amount of time and just a little too much off the glass, but a good look.
I was worried there for us, I could tell you. It looked like she didn't quite know what she was, how much time she had, but how smooth she was being. But once she realized that she had to heave it up there, it seemed like she had the open shot and just couldn't capitalize.
Good first half all in all for the Penguins, though, with a 16-point lead at half. We saw they're coming off that win at Holy Names 80-40, and I think we're seeing shades of that here in the first half where they're really, really great, and then a miscue here or there, but still good when those miscues are happening.
Absolutely. You know, the Lady Penguins have been the buzz around campus lately, it seems like. Everybody's talking about how good they are this year, and we've seen it here in the first half. We were talking about a little bit pregame, me and you, Forrest, how confident they looked warming up. So it's really awesome to see how good a performance they've had in this first half. Hopefully they continue to do that in the second half.
Yes, yeah. Some numbers here on the offensive end. 35% for the Argonauts. 28% from beyond the arc, but the Penguins, gotta hear this, guys, 51% overall and 50% from beyond the arc. That's amazing.
It is. Natalie Diaz, the leading scorer, 14 points. She's 6-for-9 from the field. Ike Yor with 13, 5-for-10. But how about, I think the story of the first half, we knew Diaz was going to be good, and we knew Ike Yor was going to be good. Julia Razo, 3-for-3 downtown. At 6 feet, it looks like she's going to be taking the place of Sandra Ikiora when this season concludes, because Ikiora will be graduating. Razo, a freshman, she'll be here for all 4 years. All right? And I tell you what, if she's going to play like that inside and shoot like that outside, she's going to be tough to guard.
Yeah, that's something we see with centers in the NBA now, that stretch five. They can work it inside and they can work it also on the outside. So Julia Razo is definitely someone that can do Ikiora's work and also do Holbrook's work from beyond the arc.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing I want to bring up, guys, is the Penguins have 46 points here in the first half. They're on track for 92. That's kind of unheard of in women's basketball. You know, this high-scoring game that we're seeing from the Penguins, it'll be fun to see if they can continue that in the second half. Fun to watch.
Yeah, we see those UConn women teams and the South Carolina women teams put up 90 and 100, but in Division II collegiate basketball, we haven't seen many women's teams here in the Collins Center put up 90 to 100 points.
Absolutely.
And I'm getting a word from our producer that 2005 was the last time a women's team put up that many points. 102 in 2005.
I think this Penguins team this year could break that at some point. They seem like they have the firepower to. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, I have to agree with what Stuart Horn said earlier. This Penguins team, if they're going to play like this entire season, put it on the books, they're going to win this championship.
Yeah, if they're going to play like this all year against good teams, I mean, sitting at the top of the conference is Azusa Pacific, number 15 in the country in Division II women's basketball. How about that?
How about that?
It'll be a good competition.
We're looking like the number one team today. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I don't mean to be a homer here, but I got to say, these Penguins are looking tough to beat.
All right.
You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball here at the campus of Dominican University of California on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu and on FM 102.3. We will be back in about 12 minutes for your second half action. Hello and welcome here into the Collins Center here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, for your second half action between the Dominican Penguins and the Notre Dame Danemere Argonauts. Penguins led in the first half, coming into the second half 46-30. And a tremendous effort all around by the freshman Julia Razo that really has impressed us. Natalie Diaz and Sandra Ikiora, 14 and 13 respectively. And on the side for the Argonauts, Marinelle Alcantara, the leading scorer, with 7 points. And here in the second half for the play-by-play action, we will have Forrest Hunt.
Thanks, Brandon. Great job, by the way. Just wanted to throw that out there. I think I agree with Stu. That might have been the best one you've done yet. Although we all just get better every single day we're on the air, right?
Absolutely.
And as we're warming up here in the second half, Brandon, you mentioned the play of Diaz and Ikiora, of course. But Julia Razo, now, Paul, this is the first time we've gotten to see Julia Razo, and she's not going to be starting on the floor here in the second half. But I'm assuming she'll be out here quickly, no?
absolutely. They better bring her in quickly. She's going to be a key to winning this game. Even though we're up 16, the smoothness of her shot and her ability to go in and out, inside and outside, has really helped the Penguins open up this big lead.
Yeah, we really haven't seen her work inside offensively much. We've seen her play defense on the inside, and she does a very good job at that. But all 9 of her points coming from downtown. Do you think she has the presence that Ike Yor has offensively in the paint?
I think she does. I think she does. There's no need for her to be on the inside with Ike Yor and Diaz owning up the inside. They're going to utilize her more on the outside with her height against a smaller defender.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch here for the next 3.5 years. I mean, if I could say so myself. And maybe even come back and watch her senior year if she's still here. And we are under or about ready to get underway here in the second half. On the floor for the Penguins, Natalie Diaz, Vanessa Cruz, Alexis Price, and Helica Collins and Sandra Ikeora for the NDNUs will be Mendonca, Monroe, Bates, Payne, and jogging on a little late is going to be Caballero. Penguins inbounding at the half-court stripe on the far side. Now attacking the northern hoop from our left to right as Vanessa Cruz drifts to the right wing. Bounce pass inside Ikeora. Spin move up off the glass, and Ikeora opens up the second half with 2 points from the right side. That assist will be given to Cruz, bringing it up for the NDNUs. Caballero picks up a screen top of the key by Monroe. Will hand it off straight away. Payne looking for a cutting Mendonca, not able to find her. And we have a foul on the defensive side for the Penguins. That will be on Vanessa Cruz. That's her first personal, first team foul of the third quarter with 9:30 overhead. Inbounding underneath the Penguin hoop will be Mendonca for the Argonauts. Her inbound pounce off the back of Price, straight back to her, and she airballs the shot. Boy, a brilliant pass to herself there off the back of Price. Just couldn't get it to go in. Monroe, right block, passes it up top. Free throw line to Payne, who sets a screen for Mendonca, straight into Diaz, who gets called for the blocking foul.
Mendonca has no fear. Seems like she's willing to just hit the floor at any moment to get the bucket.
That's Natalie Diaz's second personal, second team foul for the Penguins here in the third quarter. That's two quick fouls here in the, over the course of about 30 seconds. And if you're Coach Lacoste, not a hot start defensively to the third quarter. First free throw by Mendonca straight through.
Well, that's something we saw last year here for us was the Penguins struggled with fouls. I would say that was the main thing that led to losses last season. So they need to be careful here.
Mendonca comes away from the line with a pair, and that's what Sandy also told me, is I have to know when to let one basket go. I'm not going to foul out as much this year. Teams went after me last year. They attacked me. They tried to get me to foul out because they knew how aggressive I was. Right corner, and Helica Collins inside to Diaz. Spins around Payne. Baseline up off the glass, no good. Payne with the rebound as she's locked up with Diaz, and it'll be a dual possession that'll go in favor of Notre Dame. And back to the Penguins' foul trouble, Sandy said, I'm not going to do that this year. And she was really one of the only Penguin last year that fouled out at that many times and was in foul trouble so often. Diaz a couple of times because of where she plays on the floor. But Sandy said, I'm going to let a couple go this year. We're good this year. And with a 16-point lead that the Penguins have right now, I think she can let a bucket go and free up a foul. Driving inside Mendonca. Oh, losing it and finding it was Bates, who goes up off the glass for a quick 2 points from the left side. Mendonca lost it, went between her legs. Bates picks it up in an easy two bucket. Right wing Price fighting for it, save the gear, and it goes right into media row. And Paul makes a spectacular play, saving all of our gear. And the Penguins will have it with 22 on the shot clock, inbounding in front of their own bench.
I think I should try out next year for the basketball team.
Yeah, you could dunk, right? I mean, at 6'6", 220, you should be able to dunk. Alexis Price in the backcourt. She'll bring it up, drifting right to the right wing. Price drifting back straight away, guarded tightly by Bates. Bounce pass to Diaz, top of the key, down to the right corner, and Helica Collins flicks it back to Price. Driving around her defender from the extended free throw line, the floater hits absolutely nothing, bringing it up Caballero for the NDNUs behind the back, and we'll have a foul. That will be on Alexis Price. That's her third personal, third team foul for the Penguins here in the third quarter. And Bates bringing it the floor, gave Price a little bit of an elbow, but Price tripped her up a little bit as Alana Scott comes in place of Alexis Price. And Julio Razo, that was a quick entry for her here in the second half, comes in for Angelica Collins. The inbound pass goes to Monroe, drifting left. Caballero driving in left side, stolen away by Cruz, picked back up by Caballero on the loose ball. Driving in left side, Mendonca. She picks up her dribble, spins around Scott, and somehow gets it to go off the glass from the left side. 48-36, 7:45 left to go. Cruz's pass, baseline Scott, flicks it to Ikiora, and she hits a deck, but before she walked with it. So another turnover by the Penguins. They haven't let the Argonauts back into this game yet, but if they continue this, they may as well. Coach Lacoste pacing up and down the Penguin bench. Approaching 7.5 to go. Mendonca driving in left side, goes over Diaz, straight up in the air, nothing, gets her own rebound. Back to the top of the key, driving in Monroe off the glass, right side, gets it to fall. Penguin lead still at double digits, 48-38. Cruz brings it up left side, left wing, bounce pass, Diaz top of the key. Penguin swinging all the way around, right corner, Razo, in her face, Payne. Razo dumps it off, Diaz, cross court pass, Alana Scott, left corner, Cruz, three ball on the way, little deep. Rebounded by Bates, coming away with it is Caballero. Oh, and a beautiful wide open pass to Monroe, and she missed it. And that's the one that we talk about in your collegiate career when you get a wide open shot and you think too much. Scott, right wing, three ball, short. Rebound, Ikiora. She now has a double-double up off the glass, and good. Timeout, Coach Lacoste, 6:43 overhead. Paul, Ikiora, double-double. Just 3.5 minutes into the second half.
Well, I told you she was going to get into beast mode eventually, and it seems like she's doing that. Got the double-double. She could be en route to having 20-20.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. How likely is it? I don't know, Brandon. How likely is it?
I mean, if she just intentionally misses her first shot and just grabs it again the second time, then maybe.
Kind of like an oop to yourself off the glass and then get it back, just out-jump everybody.
Ikiora can do everything, guys. She can pass it to herself. She can flick it up from mid-range. She can do everything when it comes to scoring the ball, rebounding the ball. She's a beast. Let's put it that way.
She is a beast. Penguins maintaining their double-digit lead here with 6:43 left to go in the second half. You're listening to NC2A Division II. Women's basketball on the radio, home with the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Razo, Diaz, Scott, Cruz, and Ikiora on the floor for the Penguins with this 12-point lead. And the Penguins didn't come out as hot in the second half, but they're playing good.
Absolutely, absolutely. It looks like the Penguins, you know, they have to go through a little bit of a struggle here, but it seems like they're back under control and going to maintain this lead, hopefully.
Well, and they never said it would be easy. You have to face some bit of adversity, at some point throughout the game, and it looks like that might be right here to open the second half. Bringing it up for the Argonauts will be Mendonca working on Scott. She'll pick up a screen, right wing, baseline. She'll back it out. Payne, top of the key. Caballero working on Razo, left wing, stutter step. Pass out to the corner. Bates thought about a long two instead. Extended free throw line, left side. Payne knocks it down. The Penguin lead has been cut to 10. Cruz will bring it up right side, dumps off to Ikiora, right block, up off the glass, and Sandy just makes it look so easy from their dominant right side. Vanessa Cruz with a nice pass down low to Ikiora, driving in right side, Mendonca, oh, rejected by Sandra Ikiora! And that one headed for the locker room as Ikiora with a huge stuff on a driving Mendonca. My goodness.
You know, Ikiora is a good friend of mine, actually, and a little inside joke we have is I call her the LeBron James of our women's basketball team, and we saw it there with the pack.
I don't know if it's a joke. It might be true, Paul. Mendonca with the inbound from the right corner. Her inbound pass off the hand of Cruz, knocked out of bounds. 21 to shoot for the Argos as they inbound underneath the Penguin hoop. Inbounding Mendonca, and Helka Collins on her. The inbound pass goes to Caballero, driving baseline on Razo. Pass Ikiora backwards off the glass, and how did she get that to fall? My goodness. The reverse, no look, top of the key, Diaz driving in right side. Diaz, Euro step into the lane, off the glass, and Natalie Diaz makes it look as smooth as anybody.
She said, you thought your shot was cool? How about this one?
Goes right around Mendonca, who brings it up for the Argonauts, right side. Top of the key, Payne just inside the arc. Spin move around Ikiora. Oh, and did she walk? It looked like she might have walked, but she gets it to go from the left side anyway. That's a brilliant move by Jerusha Payne. to keep the Penguin lead at 10, 54-44, 5:15 to go. And Helica Collins dumps it in, extended free throw line. Natalie Diaz left side, and the left-handed layup for Natalie Diaz, showing she can do it from both sides of the paint.
You know, with the distraction by Kiora on the inside, it leaves Natalie Diaz wide open there to get those easy last two easy buckets.
Mendonca loses the handle. Cruz comes up with it. She's on the floor. We have a dual possession. That'll go in favor of the DUs as we head to a media timeout. 4:56 overhead. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, 56-44. Coach Acosta's Lady Penguins looking good since our last time out, Paul.
Absolutely. You know, we continue talking about Sandra Ikiora and how dominant she's being. Maybe it's that new hairdo we're seeing this season from her. She's got a little bit of color in the hair, and I think it's helping her out here in the early going.
You know, I like it. And also, you mentioned the presence of Ikiora down low just opens up lanes for Natalie Diaz, and it so does. Diaz going from the right side, Euro step in the lane. Diaz coming from the left side. They're thinking, okay, we have Ikiora down low. We'll post her up, right? And then Diaz will make her go to the left, and Diaz says, well, I can do the layup to the left just as easy I can throw up a layup from the right.
And Forrest, you mentioned opening it up for Natalie Diaz, and that's what's really caused Natalie Diaz to have a 20-point season as well. If you have three of your main people combined for 50 points, 20 on the side of Ikiora, 20 on the side of Diaz, and Razo averaging 10 a game, that's 50 points between three people. If you can count that every game, you get automatic 50 points there. That's big. That's something you didn't have last year, two 20-point scorers.
And Diaz, the leading scorer. No, she's not. Ikiora, the leading scorer with 19 and 11. Diaz, 18 and 5. Penguins with a possible two ladies with a double-double tonight. We never know.
Absolutely. It's almost like a New Orleans Pelicans kind of system we got going with two big men on the inside. Yeah, or big woman, I should say.
Razo, Ikiora, and Diaz in there for the Penguins. Collins and Cruz, left corner. Collins inside Ikiora, left block, cross court, right wing, Razo. 10 on the shot clock. Diaz, free throw line, spin move into the paint, up off the glass, and it rims out. Caballero with the board down the near sideline. Hands it off to Mendonca, who will back it out. Payne extended free throw line. Oh, and is she good from mid-range or what? Jerusha Payne has hit three shots from the free throw line here in half number two, quarter number three. Razo right corner, inside, open Ikiora, off the glass over McKnight, and Ikiora gets it to fall. Ikiora has now plateaued 20. She has 21 and 11, and we're only in the third quarter. Right wing McKnight, top of the key, Payne, 16 on the shot clock, guarded by Ikiora. She loses the handle, Mendonca picks it up. Mendonca working on Razo between the legs, lose the handle on it. Jerusha Payne, right post. Hands off to Caballero. Free throw line, three to shoot. Caballero hucks one up, and it rattles in and out. Ikiora with the rebound, and Helica Collins brings it up for the Penguins. She has numbers. Right side, Razo! Oh, and she misses her first one from downtown. Haven't seen that here today. Caballero bringing it the other way. A full 94 feet up off the glass, and good. The lead for the Penguins cut to 10. 58-48. 3:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Cruz hooks it to Razo, right wing Collins. Collins will dribble up, inside Diaz, through the lane, and up off the glass. Natalie Diaz, once again from the right side, and she has 20 on the night. 21 for Ikiora, 20 for Diaz, 60-48. Penguins lead here in quarter number three. Straight away, three ball from Mendonca, and she knocks it down. Boy, that was smooth. Don't leave her open for the beyond the arc again.
Absolutely not there for us.
Penguins now only with a 9-point lead, 60-51. Inside left post, Diaz driving the lane right side, and of course she gets it to fall. Why wouldn't she? Timeout. Notre Dame, 2:28 to go here in the third quarter, 62-51. Penguins, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And Brandon, the Penguins looking good as advertised.
Yes, something that they probably need to work on is increasing that defensive tempo. It's not the same defense as it was in the first half. They've allowed some silly mistakes, open three-pointers, and letting those Offensive players drive on onto the inside and credit that to the hands of Alcantara and Mendonca, able to get on in and work it on the outside as well.
You know, guys, we continue talking about Diaz and Aikiura, and, you know, I referenced it earlier. We see that two big man format, and it's really been a weapon here for the Penguins in their early going or in this game.
Well, the Penguins' lead has been cut to single digits. It's now 9-60-51. That's the first time we've seen it down this low since the game started, and they opened 13-0 in the first quarter. Mendonca bringing it up, almost loses the handle. She slips, and Helga Collins steals it. It's one-on-one, Collins and Mendonca. Couple Penguins trailing. Collins, she'll get it off to Diaz, right wing Cruz. Extended free throw line, Diaz spinning into the paint. Out three-point range, Collins, three ball on the way, no good. Rebounded by Rodisha for the Argonauts. She'll bring it up the floor straight away. She'll hand it off to Jerusha Pan, extended free throw line. The handoff to Mendonca, three ball on the way, left wing, nothing but the backboard. Vanessa Cruz with the board. She'll bring it up for the Penguins. She'll drift right. She'll drive in right side, kick out Collins. Top of the key, Diaz, who drives right side. Kick back out to Collins. Free throw line and a charge on Angelica Collins. And I think they'll call her on extending that right arm. I do not know if Mendonca was set. I don't think she was. But Collins extended that right arm a little bit. But Coach Lacoste, at any rate, is not happy about it.
It seemed like early the refs were letting them kind of play it out. And now they're starting to tighten up the whistle. And it's really frustrating both coaches on the sides of the court.
Penguins lead back to double digits. It's 11-62-51. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Mendonca guarded tightly by Collins. She only has 5 seconds. She hands it off to Alcantar, who drives in left side, bounce pass into the paint. McKnight working on Diaz. Spin move, can't get it around Diaz. Diaz with the board. Diaz being double teamed in the backcourt. Finally gets by a couple of Argos. Hands it off Collins, left side. Razo, left corner, three ball, just deep. Payne with the rebound, and Razo is cooled down a little bit here in the third corner from beyond the arc. Alcantar, spin move inside, ripped away by Aikiura coming up with it. Collins and Cruz brings it up the floor. We're under a minute to go.
It seems like the Penguins' strategy on defense is intensity here for us, and that's what they keep on doing, and it keeps on working.
Pressuring the Argos. Oh, beautiful pass inside to Razo, spinning around Alcantara. Easy one from the left side up off the glass, and Razo has now plateaued double digits. She has 11. 38 seconds left. Collins on Mendonca. Stolen away by Razo. The ball is loose, and we have a blocking foul on McKnight of the Argonauts. It'll go in favor of the Penguins. That's McKnight's fourth personal. First team foul for the Argonauts here in the third quarter, as McKnight will come out. Coming in, Monroe in her place. Bates coming back in for the Argonauts in place of Mendonca as well. Penguins will inbound on the far sideline. They'll get it into Cruz. About half a second difference between the game and shot clock. Cruz brings it up. Diaz free throw line. Working on Bates. Her shot from the left side as she goes up. She was fouled on the play. She'll go to the line. That foul is going to be on Rodisha of the Argonauts. That's Rodisha's first personal, second team foul for the Argonauts. Diaz will go to the line. She will shoot two.
Well, I think, therefore, the only way Notre Dame is going to stop Diaz is if they hacked her up and sent her to the line.
Diaz has been so good from that left side here in the third quarter. Her first one hits back iron and goes over the backboard, if you can believe that. And Price checks back in place of Aikiura. The Penguins will go a little smaller here. Not too small, though. Razo and Diaz still on the floor for the Penguins. Diaz's second free throw, perfect. 65-51, Penguins lead, 20 seconds left here in quarter number three. Bringing it up is Bates for the Argonauts. She'll cross the timeline. From our right to left, guarded by Cruz. Bates drifts right, three ball, long two, no on the way, and she'll knock it down, five to shoot. Bringing up the court, Cruz three. Up to half court, two. 1 second, she'll huck it up at the buzzer, no good. Penguins lead 65-53 at the end of the third quarter. Here you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And you guys, Penguins maintaining that double-digit lead.
Absolutely here for us. I think the Penguins need to be careful that they don't sit back on their heels and relax with that 12-point lead and stick it to the Argonauts and take home this victory.
Yeah, I think the Penguins just have to keep that ball moving. And Helica Collins, Vanessa Cruz, the main facilitators, with 5 assists each. And overall, the Penguins as a team, 15 assists on the night, really moving that ball, getting it open inside, and setting up the three-point shot and the mid-range jumpers from outside.
I can't get over Akiora's double-double. Diaz with 23. And Razo in double digits, 11. Three Penguins in double digits, Stu.
It's absolutely astounding. You know, it reminds me of a great baseball game where there's just tons of hitting, lots of home runs. It's like a 13-12 game where there's just tons of action and everybody's playing beautifully and everybody's knocking down the buckets. I cannot believe Diaz tonight has been so outrageously on from within the restricted area. She gets close and forget about it. It's down. 10 minutes to go, everybody. The Penguins by a dozen. 65-53.
Speaking of Diaz, she's 10 for 15 from the floor and 3 for 4 from the line.
What a pleasure it is to watch the women play tonight. I'm just trying to think of when a more exciting team has been put on the floor of the Conlon Center in the last 17 years, and I cannot remember it happening. Speaking of exciting, here's Ikeora. No look, left side, tipped out of bounds, and it goes into the 12th row of the grandstands. Threw it out of here, 9:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Jeremiah Gray and his golds just came out of the locker room. Guys are scheduled to tip off today at 4 o'clock. Should be right on time, 65-53. Shot on goal from close range by the Dews, no. Taken down by Notre Dame, the Argonauts out of Belmont in the house. Penguins by 12. Both teams playing really well. This is not like one of those games where the Argonauts are not playing well. They're playing beautifully. It was that hot start, that 13-0 start. Then, since then, the Argonauts have played the Penguins pretty tough, getting as close as 6. Penguins on defense, and driving in is Radisha. Radisha, a 5'8 junior out of Las Vegas, went to Peninsula College. Drives in and kicks it out of bounds. The Dews will bring it up. No pressure in the backcourt, coming up on 9 minutes. Cruz, right side, in the corner to Ikeora down low. Up against Payne, over the top of Payne, and drops it down over Payne. 67-53, 9 minutes to go. There's another deuce by Ikeora, one of the most dominant players in the conference. And certainly, I got to say, top three in my 17 years of the Penguins. Up and under, Alcantara from the left side. A right-handed shot from the left side at close range. Up and under. As she pulled that spin move in the third quarter off the glass, the reverse layup that I just couldn't believe she pulled. 67-55 as there's a whistle on the floor. Aaliyah Monroe, the 5'10 senior, picks up her third. And Natalie Diaz would go to the line, good old number 24. It's been some great number 24s in history. Not just Diaz, who misses the first one. I can think of one other number 24 who's made an impact in the Bay Area.
Let's hear it.
By the name of Willie Mays.
Mm.
Second one by Diaz is deep and back at her. And Payne with the rebound. And that was a painful exhibition at the line. 67-55, 8.5 to go. Out of Diaz, who's been just nails tonight, to miss two free throws is almost inconceivable. And another foul very quickly against Monroe. That's her fourth, but her second in the last 10 seconds of play.
Trying to be aggressive and size up the DUs,
you know,
and it's not working.
That's exactly right. Sometimes your team gets in the double bonus, and there's a couple ways to look at it. And one is, well, they're playing hard down low. Razo's got it right side, up and under, and the reverse layup didn't work that time. Oh, the save by Ikeora, and the putback by Razo, her easiest shot of the night, not even close. Forrest, there it was.
I think she needed an extra dribble there. That's what it needed. You know, she got that pass from Ikeora outside the paint. She tried to just take her one step and get up off the glass. Nobody around her. If she had just taken that one dribble, taken her two steps, she would have been in the restricted area, and it would have been much easier than it already was.
Monroe's out, McKnight's in. For the Argonauts, 12 points separate these two teams. Penguins on top. Cruz brings it in. Price back to Cruz in the left corner. Diaz is wide open at the top of the key, but Ravzo's wide open on the left, on the right wing. Wide open. Here we go. Oh, she head fakes. Now drives in. Right elbow to Price. Diaz head fake against McKnight. No. Sandy straight away drives in. Nowhere to go. Finds a hole under Price and drives it in. Oh, man. Aikiora. 7:45 to go. The Penguins 69. 55 for the visiting Argonauts. Oh, are you kidding me? Just unbelievable, Mendonca. Oh, to Payne, throws it away off the left knee of Aikiora. She's going to take it at the distance, soft it up, and nothing, and Aikiora should have slowed it down. But she saw that bucket all alone. She had the numbers and just got off of her fingertips. Penguins can't get the rebound. Mendonca falls down, dribbling right side. Check it, Mendonca with the shot. The putback by Payne is good. Who fell down? That was Caballero who fell down and had the presence of mind to kick it out. And they ended up with the bucket after some heads-up play by the Argonauts. 69-57. And just a quick timeout on the floor. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide. Radio.Dominican.edu from the campus of Dominican University of California. Hey, pretty good stuff for us. Man, this is a great game, especially if you're a Dominican fan.
Fun to watch either way, Stu. If it was 70-69, the Argonauts, you have to be pleased with how the Penguins are playing here in their PacWest opener. I mean, if you get beat and you play well, that's one thing. But if you turn the ball over, that's another, and the Penguins aren't doing either of those. They're playing fantastic here in their home opener.
Our next broadcast will be here at the Conlin Center on Tuesday, December 12th, a non-conference affair against Bethesda. A 5:30 tip-off.
You been to the Bethesda?
Well, who hasn't? Bethesda, Maryland? I don't know if you're talking about Bethesda, California. I just assumed that they're coming across country. If it were Bethesda, California, they'd probably be a conference game.
They'll be racking up fly miles.
69-57. I don't know. You know, we played some schools over the years.
I remember one last year, Simon Fraser Clan.
Well, now, Simon Fraser, out of the Northwest, that's right. We play them every once in a while. But I remember it was University of, let's see, it was College of Mary, no. They were called the Stormy Petrels out of Mary University of like North Carolina or something years ago. The Stormy Petrels.
What's you a petrel?
Yeah, it's a low-flying bird on the eastern seaboard, because of course I had to look it up. What the heck is a stormy petrel?
Right.
And it's a bird that flies low over the waves on the shoreline and picks off fish at the peak of a breaker.
That How about like that a good for knowledge? Life. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
That doesn't sound like a bad life, just cruising around. And
on the East Coast, riding the waves.
Riding the waves all day, 69-57, a timeout on the floor. Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt together again. Of course, Brandon Cadiz. And our new guy, Paul Gunnis, is alongside. Gunnis, tomorrow night, I hear, is Paul's debut performance on play-by-play.
I will be listening.
Yeah, during the faculty-student game. So Paul's going to get his chops together.
Whatever I'll be doing tomorrow, I will have you on in the background.
You got to listen to that one.
I will. Yeah. 100%.
If you love great basketball, not a good night to tune in. Quick inbounds, everybody, and Diaz scores the deuce. But it's going to be a lot of fun, the faculty against the students, and none of them can be basketball players, except the faculty guys, I guess, 100 years ago if they played back in the day. But I don't think anybody on the squad, with the exception of the great Brad Van Alstine, actually played competitively. 6:40 to go. Penguins on offense. Diaz top of the key. Now down low, Sandy against Payne. Foul. You were going to say something?
I know our very own Brandon Cadiz is also playing in that student faculty game.
Okay, I've just been reminded by Paul Gunnis that Gary Nelson, the head of the golf team, who's about 6'3" or 6'4", and has a baller's kind of build, did play in college.
And you could definitely tell by the looks of Brad Van Alstine that he was a baller back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
He's got the high-top canvas Converse All-Stars. I know that for a fact.
The Chuck Tees, always. And Sandy knocks down both of them, and Aikiora is having just a great night, 73-57, on a team that is not by any means a pushover, the Notre Dames. The Penguins are just playing them tough. Mendonca's got it, and she's got trouble. She's able to get the ball off. Down low to Caballero, who heaves up a Dr. J-esque skyhook. But unlike Dr. J, it did not find the bottom of the bucket. Diaz, dribble drive. Diaz. No amount of defense can stop Diaz tonight.
I think Diaz and IQR have a little competition going to see who can score
good.
More on opening night.
I would love to see that happen every night, 75-57. Because if we can get another player who can hang with IQR point-wise, and I'll tell you what, Razo.
I was just going to say, I think that might be Razo for the rest of the season.
Razo might light a fire under the seniors. 75-57, 5:53 to go, whistles and a stop in play. Mendonca's got it. She brings it inbounds to Monroe. And they back it back out. Mendonca in the corner to Payne. Thinking three ball, Alcantara. She drives in against Sandy, heaves it up, air ball. Diaz comes down with it, no backcourt pressure. I don't know what Alcantara is doing in there. Shooting anything but a very clean shot. She's got to have a clean look. Diaz, soft jumper, 14 feet, no. Tipped away and a foul. I think it's going to be on IQR. I'm not positive. No. It's on Angelica Collins. That's not to say Alcantara is not a great shooter. No, she is. She's a bona fide shooter. But you can't send a 5'4" Alcantara into heavy traffic against a bunch of 5'11s who are just bashing everybody around. Now Alcantara goes right wing long three, no. 75-57.
Definitely not when you have this lineup that Coach Lacoste is going with.
Yeah, he's going with the big lineup for a lot of the time. Turnaround jumper by IQR off the right window goes down, no basket. She charged.
And when you have IQR and Diaz at 5'11 and Razo at 6 feet, we know how good IQR is. We know Diaz can shoot from anywhere on the floor, and we've seen Razo from downtown. Razo's reminded me of a Carl Anthony Towns. That big body that plays in the middle that also shoots very well from beyond the arc. It's going to be fun to watch.
Taylor Bates comes in place of Marinelle Alcantara. Bates, an inch shorter than Alcantara. I said Alcantara was 5'4". In fact, she's 5'3". Bates is 5'2". She's out of Lahaina, Hawaii. Lahaina, of course, on the island of Maui. That's a little bit. Let's see, it's a little bit due west of Kapalua. Just inside of 5 minutes now. Right side, drifter by Payne is good. At Jerusha Payne, she is tough and fearless. And just really posting up Ikeora. Softly into the middle, Ikeora gets tripped, and I can't see who it is.
I think Ikeora Mendonca. Just praying that one wasn't going to be called on her. She already has four. She doesn't want to foul out of this game on the home opener. We know how she can get into some trouble. She's talked about how she's going to let some buckets go on defense. Don't commit that foul, especially when you have a lead like this one at 16. You don't want to commit that foul and foul out.
Yeah,
there's no need.
Diaz tried to find her on the right side of the low post. And there's that line drive Brandon and I talked about in the first period. But it's working for Sandy because it went down with authority. And the second one dribbles in. Sandy ended up on the line after Diaz with a little bit of a poor leave down low. And like you said, it exposed Ikeora. There's the runner by Mendonca is good. Well, she is good with that right-handed shot from the left side. She must have buried four times in a timeout, 77-61. 4:34 to go in the game. Penguins comfortably in the lead, although I never like to get too crazy with feeling confident because that's about the time everything unfolds and goes the wrong direction. You're listening to Penguin Radio on the radio home of the Penguins, all Penguins, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, worldwide, ho-hum, just another worldwide broadcast. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go. Well, DJ Nuts, Brandon Cadiz, has been very quiet these last few minutes. Pretty good game so far. Very exciting.
Very exciting. And in terms of scoring for Notre Dame, I think they've gotten rid of the three-point shot. They know that they can't compete with the Penguins shooting from out there, and I think they're taking a page out of the book of the Penguins, and that's starting with everything inside and trying to work it on the outside. As you mentioned, Stu, we've seen Mendonca drive to that left side consistently.
I got to say, I love that shot. It's worked against us all night, and that part I don't love as far as being a Penguin fan. But Mendonca's got that. You know, good players always have a go-to shot that they can rely on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that shot tomorrow, Stu.
That's right. Brandon's playing in the faculty student game that Paul and I will be calling tomorrow. That's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You can hear it right here on Penguin Radio. We're back underway, everybody, inside 4.5. Diaz at the baseline. 180 spinner and a whistle. Oh, man, Natalie Diaz. Is it my imagination or is she? She was great last year. Where do you go from great? Yeah.
Yeah, last year she was more of an outside scorer, and now she's really working it inside the paint, changing her game up.
Converts the three-point play, Diaz.
For her 30th point of the night.
Only 30 for Natalie, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the thing. You know, everybody's going to focus on Sandy, and it's going to really loosen things up for the other great shooters. And Razo is going to enjoy that.
Yeah, she's a bucket away from breaking her career high of 31 against Cal State San Marcos a couple weeks ago.
Could be right here. Diaz has it right side, driving, gets snuffed, and she gets fouled by Monroe. But Monroe had, you know, Forrest, you and I have talked about it 100 times. They're smart fouls. I mean, there's times where you just know, and Diaz is driving in right side. She's going to go off the glass. She has, I don't think she's missed one tonight.
No.
She probably hit. She's probably hit 9 of them off that right side of the window. And she was driving in. Monroe just said, I got to break this thing up and put her on the line.
Put her on the line. Make her earn it, as they like to say. Make her earn it from the line.
No, I think you're right. McKnight re-enters. So here's Natalie to tie her all-time high. On the way, 31 points for Diaz. One more, and she breaks her career mark in opening night style. Conlon Center's quiet. A perfect, majestic rainbow to the bottom. 32 points, all-time high for Nat. 3:55 to go. How about that? Diaz is able to work it. McKnight with a putback on the other end, 82-63. Penguins on offense. Left side, Razo drives in baseline. She released the ball a little early and hit the bottom of the backboard. And she's had some absolutely astounding moments tonight, but that was not her best. In fact, that may have been the worst shot of the night for Razo. And I'm not sure why. Payne buries a 17-footer. Just a long deuce and another timeout, 3:31 to go, 82-65. Forrest, why do you think, this one-minute timeout, why do you think Razo hit the bottom of the backboard on that layup?
Well, that's the first time we've seen her drive inside tonight along the baseline and she tried a reverse layup earlier, but just coming in from that left side, maybe a little bit of nerves. I don't know why she would have any nerves after knocking down three consecutive three balls, but it's a little different shooting from the inside. You have a couple of big bodies in there just trying to get it off before the defender gets there, maybe, instead of fighting through the contact.
That's a lot of maybes, because I would say this. If anybody, as a freshman, their home opener that I've ever seen in 17 years, and I've never missed a home opener, looks less nervous than Razo, I can't think of who that would have been. I mean, Razo looks like a veteran.
Well,
she looks like a,
I know what she looks
classmate.
Like. She has the look of Jeremiah Gray. How it seems nothing phases her. She has no emotion. On the look
I
at
like
her.
That.
She has
You're right.
Nothing.
You're right.
Jeremiah Gray is the same exact way.
Yeah.
He's calm,
it's
composed.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
If you airball a shot or if you knock down a three, Jeremiah looks the same, and I think she has that composure.
Jeremiah does get pretty pumped though after three consecutive long shots from downtown.
Yeah, that's true.
Penguins on offense. Now we're back underway. 3.5 to go. IQR has it down low. Heaves it up. No. Rebound Mendonca. She hauls it in very quickly across the timeline. Brings it 94 herself in the layup. Oh, she just missed it. Diaz with the rebound. Cruz will bring it up now and finally slow things down. Here's Diaz sitting on 32. No bucket. And she fouled on the way in. Diaz, I guarantee she knows where she is. And she just got a little jacked on that play and threw the hips. 82-65, 3:05 to go. Getting late. Argos are going to have to do something spectacular if they want to get back into this thing. And Caballero drives in and fouls on the way. Somebody hit the deck, and that was Diaz. She really hit the deck.
She caught an elbow.
Yeah, that wasn't a flop. That was the real deal. She's okay.
She just folded at the waist.
You know it's real when they check for a bleeder, right? They go to the wrist, and if they're – uh-oh. Angelica Collins follows it out. Almost had to do a stage dive into the Penguin bench. But she stayed upright. Don't do a stage dive when you lead by 28. Or whatever the score is, 82-65, 13. I couldn't see the backboard. Okay, Penguins are leading by actually 17, Stu. Let's get it. There's Diaz, turnaround jumper right side. No. 28, 13, 17.
It's a good thing you're not a math teacher. That's
right side, and the Penguins are on D. Caballero lets it fly for three ball, but no. Razzo out on the right wing, thinking three, throws it away. Payne stuck an arm in there. Angelica Collins now steals it back on the pass intended for Bates. Collins brings it up, slows things down, Cruz. Now the Penguins are going to start to eat the clock a little bit, coming up on 2 minutes, Cruz. Top of the key, Diaz. Stutter step, Diaz. McKnight, no. Here's the corner, Razzo. Three ball! Left side, Razzo! Julia! 85-65. A 20-point game. We're inside of 2 minutes. Oh, man, was that sweet? Razzo from the left wing. Jerusha Payne answers the call with a pair. 85-67, 1:44 to go in this one. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 4. We should be right about on time. Notre Dame men are in the house. Penguin guys and Booker T. Harris pumped. Saturday basketball. Turn around, Ikiara, window, no. Goes in after her own rebound, very hard, and it's going to be Notre Dame ball. Well, Ikiara does not back off. 85-67 with 1:22 to go. And Sandy's playing as hard as she did in the first 5 minutes of the game.
It looks like she's going to end the night, too, with 29 and 17.
That's a beautiful thing. Man, those are nice numbers. Of course, Diaz sitting on 32 right now. Clock rolls. Caballero, no, check it. Lindsay Bates brings it up. McKnight. Oh, McKnight has it stolen away by Razzo, who snuck in behind her. Razzo just stuck an arm in there, but somehow the Notre Dame's got it back. The shot from the left wing is no good by Rhodesia, and the Penguins are going to bring in three freshies, including Savannah McMorrow, a 6'2" freshman out of Winters. Good old Winters, California. Highway 13. Off of the 505. 56. Pretty impressive. No, it's actually off the 5.
Oh, okay.
I think you take 13 instead of the 505 on your way to Chico. But I'm not sure. McMorrow now, who's in there just bigger than anybody, gets a hand on it. Stolen away by Rhodesia. She'll take it the distance up and in, and good. 40 seconds to go. Win. Timeout and play. 85-69. There's no whistle on the play. The bucket counts. So let's see who else came in for the Penguins.
Rachel Peterman and Sydney LaRocca.
Sydney LaRocca, 5'7" freshman out of Folsom. And Peterman out of Downeyville, a 5'10 freshman. I'm going to quiz you on Downeyville in just a minute.
Right.
30 seconds to go. Down low to Peterman. Down low from Downeyville. And it muffs out of bounds off the end line. She was a little off bounds. It was not a good leave to Peterman. So it'll be NU ball. Now, where is Downeyville?
I have no idea.
You never been to Downeyville?
No.
You go to Auburn and hang a left. On your way to Sierra City, Downeyville.
Been to Auburn.
I'm happy to hear. 15 seconds, everybody. 85-69 whistles. NDNU ball. Off ball foul. McMorrow, no, it's on Peterman.
Penguin foul, Rachel Peterman.
Peterman went to Loyalton High School, which I suspect is in Downeyville. Now, that I don't
sure.
know. But I've been to Downeyville. I mean, a lot of people have.
Been to Auburn, though. Near Sacramento, that is, not Auburn.
Well, it's
in the South.
Well, you go to Auburn to get to Downeyville, but then you hang a left and go west. I think it's northwest, but a long way. So it's not like it's close to Auburn.
It's not the next town over?
No, it's about an hour. As I recall. First one on the – there's 14.9 seconds to go in this one. And both free throws are good.
Go to Auburn, turn left until you hit the ocean, then you're in Downeyville?
No, no, not that far.
Okay.
Downeyville is – I think that they found a lot of gold there back in the day, 85-71. 5 seconds to go. The Penguins have this one under control, and they're just going to hold on to it. And Adina Del Rosario, the 5'6 freshman for the DUs, ends up with the ball in her hand at the end of the game, 85-71, the final, which gives us a great opportunity not only to relive the great moments of the game, but also to go to our player of the game. And since you guys know who my player of the game is tonight, I'll appreciate it if you don't take her. But you can take anybody else, and that'll be good too. Hey, it's got five off of my player of the game. Hey,
okay, I was wondering if that's who it was because I was going to take her. Instead,
same,
I won't.
Same.
You know, Stu, my player of the game.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, about 12 of them.
Yeah.
And mine's going to have to go to Sandra Ikior. I'll take the other obvious one. She ended the night, 29 points, 17 boards. 11 from 20 from the field. And here, this is the asterisk for me, okay? This is the point of the
17 boards?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
This is the spot in her game that she told me when I interviewed here before the season started that she wanted to work on. And she was almost perfect tonight, 7-for-8 from the free throw line.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
So, IQR, that's a very good choice for your player of the game, and the Penguins win 85-71 over the Cross Bay. Well, they're not really Cross Bay. Yeah, they are Cross Bay because you have to cross the bridge. They're still on this side of the peninsula, though, down in Belmont. Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. I go now to Brandon Cadiz with his player of the game pick.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the obvious second choice, and that's Natalie Diaz. This is her career-high game with 32 points, and she does it here on opening night. And with those 32 points, she also had 7 boards and 2 assists. But if I had to have another player of the game overall, and I think that's the Penguins' defense, because this year and this game so far, they've really stepped it up. Sure, they let Notre Dame come back a little bit in the end, but overall, great defensive game by the Penguins.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think most of the fans would have said, they're probably thinking, okay, there's 3 obvious players in this game. Ikiora Diaz, and of course, my choice, who is Julia Razo, who was 5-for-12, 4-for-8 downtown, but she hit those first 3 in a row. And man, for her first minutes on Penguin Radio ever, the freshman, Razo, not only was she as smooth as she could be, her release is absolute butter. She distributed the ball totally selflessly, but she did it with incredible accuracy. And the first half, I can't tell you, I can't think of the last time I was so impressed with a freshman in her first game at home.
Yeah, and I want to back you up on that, Stu. She makes the smart play, as you mentioned, just like a veteran. She doesn't take those contested three-pointers. She swings it around the offense, and the offense gives her that open three-pointer.
Yeah, I think she's got great clock awareness. She didn't shoot it when she didn't need to, unless she was wide open. Man, Julia Razo, everybody. 4-for-8 downtown and 14 total points. I'm surprised she only had a pair of rebounds, but she's only a freshman. I mean, she can't do everything on her very first game at home. She darn near did, though. All right, Ikiora Diaz and Razo right here on Penguin Radio. Well, the guys are scheduled to go in 22 and a half minutes, and we're going to have it for you in its entirety. Reverend Maduakor just walked past the opulent broadcast area, and he's not suited up.
Well, it's nice to see that he doesn't have a boot on his foot anymore. He had a boot last time we saw him, and it's nice to see that that is off.
Yeah, well, that's the good news. The bad news is he's not suited up. 22-07, 85-71. The women, maybe the guys would have a great night as well and sweep us on out of here. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break here on Penguin Radio, but we're going to be back with the men's game in its entirety. Lacoste gets it done again right here on Penguin Radio. She left.